Welcome to the Healthy Pregnancy Revolution. I am your host, Stephanie Wilson, and today I'm chatting with Beth Greer, also known as the Supernatural Mom. She is the author and bestseller of Supernatural Home, an environmental toxins expert and educator, award-winning journalist, stem cell advocate, activation advocate, and documentary film producer. Beth, welcome.
Thank you. Great to be here.
First question, we'll jump right in. What would you consider the most important thing a woman can do before conception to prepare her body for a healthy pregnancy, a healthy baby, and a healthy postpartum experience?
Okay. I've got a lot of them. I don't want to overwhelm people, but I have sort of a list of things that I think are the most important. And they're based on the research I've done in my book, Supernatural Home. So I guess the first thing I want to talk about is to be very selective in the water that you drink. Tap water contains hormones and antibiotics and pain medicines that are not filtered out. And even sex hormones have been found in there. Birth control pill, heavy metals, solvents like that. And small amounts can harm us over time. And even like bottled water, very often bottled water, well, it's not in glass, obviously, it's in plastic. And sometimes, you can see these pallets of plastic water bottles sitting out in this hot sun for hours, waiting to be delivered to a grocery store. So I would really suggest that you filter your water and carry either glass or metal water bottle, not plastic. Don't leave plastic in the car, that kind of thing. So that would be my number one kind of thing to do. Another area to look out is to really be selective about the cosmetics you put on your skin, because our skin is our largest organ. And very often people are reading food labels, but they're not really reading the labels that we're putting on our skin. So day after day, year after year, decade after decade, it goes into our bloodstreams and it really does have an effect. So in general, the typical cosmetics you get in the department stores are not your best friend. And you should really start to look for those that are sort of independently certified and independently verified, clean, certified organic, that kind of thing, because there's something called greenwashing in the industry, which they'll say, oh, this is all natural, or this is hypoallergenic, but it really, those phrases really don't mean very much when they're tested. They contain heavy metals and things like that.
And I didn't know that. Mm-hmm. Are there any brands that you specifically really like for women's cosmetics and lotions and such?
Yeah, anything that's kind of clean. So I like Jane Iredale, and I have a whole list of them in my book and also on my website. But if you can just stay away from the big brands, so the Revlon, Estee Lauder, those are the ones that they haven't signed a pact for clean cosmetics. And there's that. And I mentioned fragrance because that's another big one. It's a catchphrase that the word fragrance can mean there's hundreds of chemicals in a single product. It's just kind of crazy because the manufacturer only has to use the one word fragrance, but that fragrance is made up of thousands of chemicals. So if you think about it, each product you're using that's scented can have hundreds of chemicals in. And so by the time you're done with your deodorant, shampoo, maybe you wear cologne, everything seems to be scented, all the hair products and conditioners and all that, shampoos. So you're kind of really impacting your body in a big way, and that will impact the baby too. Mm-hmm. So the fragrances, and that would be in your makeup and also in your cleaning supplies, but all your personal care products, everything is scented. And I just remember a woman who had a chronic cough, and she was on inhalers and codeine cough syrup, and the doctor couldn't figure it out. And she said, the funny thing is when I sleep in a hotel, I don't cough. And I'm like, well, okay, there's got to be something going on in your house. And So I walked in her house and everything seemed fine. Then when I got to her bedroom, she had 20 scented candles lined up along her windowsill. And my throat started itching. And I said, you know, here's your problem right here. You've got these scented candles. And she's like, no, these are so relaxing and they're expensive and some were gifts. And I light them every night, you know. Mm-hmm. And it was so interesting that she just had a big block against, you know, getting rid of them. Mm-hmm. I just said, let's put them in a bag for now and let me take them out of the house and just see how you feel. And then a few days later, she called me up and she said her cog was gone.
Wow.
So, yeah.
So regarding candles specifically, I have heard, I'm familiar with that. And I've also heard the debate on soy. Some people believe that soy candles are a safer alternative, but then there's a debate on soy being really damaging to especially women's reproductive health. Is it the same when it's breathed in, or do you have any thoughts on that?
Yeah, I don't believe so. I think it's the soy that we eat that it has the estrogen dominance, but soy candles I think are fine, but the most safe candles would be beeswax candles, and they smell divine.
Awesome.
And one of the things I want to point out about candles, since we're talking about them, this same woman had, you know, these candles and they had metal wicks. And
oh, wow.
I looked up and because they put the metal in there to keep the wick straight up as it's burning, so it burns more evenly.
Mm-hmm.
I looked up at her ceiling and there was black soot up there. I said, you know what? This is lead. So not only is she being poisoned by the fragrance, but the lead. So you want to look for candles that have cotton wicks.
Wow. I did not know that, actually. That's really neat.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Awesome.
So, yeah. And, you know, personal care products, too, they're really designed to penetrate into the skin, especially deodorant and sunscreen.
Mm-hmm.
So, as I said, our skin is our largest organ, and it allows in these microscopic chemicals that over time, you know, it builds up. So
mm-hmm.
you want to pay attention to your deodorant. Like, for example, I use baking soda as deodorant now. I put it in the salt shaker and mm-hmm. pour it in my hand and then, you know, turn it into my armpit, and it works like a charm. So things like, you know, toothpaste, and it's just, this stuff ages you. Mm-hmm. I don't really even use any face creams on my skin, and people say, what do you use on your skin? And I said, I'm not using anything. I really think a lot of this stuff is, it ages us.
Mm-hmm.
So,
I can see that.
Yeah.
Yep. Good old coconut oil. I love lathering on coconut oil with some essential oils. That's the way to go.
Right. A couple of other things to talk about that I think a lot of people are not really paying attention to are food dyes. And aside from the ones that we can actually see the color, there's something called E171. And it's, if you look on the label and see that, you really want to avoid it. It's titanium dioxide as a nanoparticle. So they're using that now to whiten things. They whiten candy, like gum, you know, and baked goods. And chips, snacks, sodas even. So this food dye is banned in France, and it causes inflammation of the colon, and it alters the liver. It's also linked to obesity, heart disease, and irritable bowel disorder. So you really have to be kind of a little bit of a detective, and sometimes things look okay, or they say they're healthy, or they say they're non-GMO or whatever, but then they sneak in this other stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So it's just really a good idea to check the label, you know, like power bars, you know, these protein bars, this stuff. Most of them are soy isolates, and then they've got these colors in them and stuff. So if you can find things that have the fewest ingredients and, you know, none of the, all these additives.
Mm-hmm. And I'll add to that I know when you first start looking at the label, you kind of feel overwhelmed with a lot of the ingredients you see, and a lot of them don't look like everyday names we're used to. But if you keep doing it just consistently, you get used to it and you know what you're looking for, and you're able to identify what you need to avoid and whatnot. And then, yeah, it's just kind of out of habit. You buy foods that have a smaller and smaller ingredient list. I'm such an advocate of that.
And you know, the thing that's been bothering me lately is that I'm noticing certain brands that I really liked and I thought were healthy, all of a sudden they went ahead and changed their formula. So there's this sauce called Bichon sauce that I love.
Right? Yeah.
Well, now, but they were using olive oil. Now they're using, was either canola or it was some bad oil. And I was just angry because it's cheaper, so that they're using the cheaper oil. But so even though, I guess the takeaway there is, even though it could be something you've been eating for years, it's good to kind of check periodically and see if it's still okay.
Yeah, thanks for sharing that, because I get that. It's in the refrigerated section of Whole Foods. I know what you're talking about. And on that note, almond milk is one of those. I think that everyone thought they were getting the healthier option of milk, but a lot of almond milks have gone that same way now. They have a lot of additives that are not healthy. Would you agree?
Absolutely. Yeah. They're adding gums to it and different oils. Sometimes they'll throw in some oil to kind of make it creamier or thickness. So yeah, you have to be kind of picky about it or make your own. I mean, I know it's not that hard. You soak your almonds and overnight, and then you pour off the water, and then you throw the almond with some water and you whiz it up and then strain it. It's pretty simple.
And it tastes so much better than a little bit of vanilla. It really does.
Yeah. Right.
So that leads me right into my next question. How do you believe nutrition affects a woman's experience through pregnancy and the delivery and even postpartum?
Well, yeah, I mean, the nutrition is really key. And I really do believe in the importance of eating sort of an ancestral diet, which means eating food that our great-grandparents ate, for example, pasture-raised cows and chickens. They're raised on grass. Rich fat, like avocados and coconut oil. And so when we're starting to eat these seed oils that they have, you know, very often they can become rancid, and that really can impact us. Eating things like, you know, I'm a member of Weston A. Price, and he was a dentist many years ago, and he traveled the world, and he discovered that these indigenous people have the most beautiful teeth. They were straight, they were white, they had no cavities. And he saw that as people ate a more industrial diet, their jaws narrowed, they needed braces, they had cavities, that kind of thing. So it's really important to just eat as close to nature as possible, especially things without pesticides. I tell people to, you know, meet your farmer. Like, if you can go to a farmer's market, even if they're not organic, if they're not certified organic, ask them, you know, what their spraying practice is. Many times they don't spray, but they're not certified organic because it costs a lot of money for them to become certified. And I believe that the food that we get from those local growers, or even to grow our own, is so much safer than even going to Whole Foods or, you know, Costco organic, whatever, because you really don't know how they're grown, even though they say they're organic, how they're shipped. Very often they might be grown organic, but then they're thrown into a truck that's filled with pesticides or they're sprayed afterwards. So I just find it's just better to be closer to home and trust the local growers, and the food just tastes so much better.
I completely agree. I did not know that about the local farmers markets, though. I've seen it oftentimes that they are not certified organic, and it bothered me a little bit. So I've never had that conversation with them. I appreciate you sharing that.
Oh, sure. And then, you know, the food additives, aside from the preservatives and the food dyes we talked about, the additives with the color, in particular, the food dyes, right? They come from fossil fuel. And so these include flavoring, like if you see even natural flavorings, but if you see artificial flavors and preservatives, they're chemically derived. So it's just good to not eat those.
We're getting lead from our candles. We're getting lead from our fish.
Right.
And yet we move into a new house and we're supposed to make sure there's no paint, lead in the paint, right?
Okay.
Isn't that funny?
She eats all organic. She actually makes her own almond milk. She cleans with natural, you know, non-toxic cleaners and all that. She had terrible, like, sinus and cough. She wasn't feeling well. She had headaches.
I said, well, how long have you been experiencing this? And she said, 17 months. I said, oh, or what happened 17 months ago? Mm-hmm. Oh, I remodeled my home. And so downstairs, she had new carpeting, the paint, you know, and it was mm-hmm. like a toxic minefield. And I went down there and it was bad. And she had, it's just interesting how there's like a disconnect sometimes where we were good label readers on food and all that, but then when it comes to these other things. So I had her air at the place, and then we got a couple of air filters, and then, you know, over time, she's very much better. So do you, that's another thing to pay attention to. Yeah.
Do you think it was from she was tearing up the old materials? It was stirring up mold and lead that may have been down there, or it was a new, because I know that can be toxic coming in.
That's right. Yeah. It was the lead. Okay. It was the new. It was the new.
Oh,
the carpeting in particular. It was the carpeting in particular. But I have gone into homes that have mold, and I will tell you that it's really important to not be around mold. And if you think you have mold, there are these test kits that you can get for like $100, and you put the dust from your vacuum bag in and send it, and you'd be amazed.
Oh,
you know,
cool.
It's pretty easy to detect and then remedy.
Wow. You are a wealth of knowledge. I did not know you could do that. Send in our vacuum cleaner dust. That just made my day.
Oh, good.
I like that.
You know, I've been doing this for quite a while. My book came out in 2009, and I was kind of on it before then, and, you know, over time, and I've been visiting people's homes, and I do Skype calls and Zoom and all that. So, yeah, I've seen everything pretty much over the years.
That's some awesome information. So speaking of our environment then, EMFs is a big topic we're hearing a lot about lately. How can we protect ourselves from that? What harm is that doing to our reproductive systems? Tell us everything you know about that.
There's a lot to tell me, because every year, you know, the not only are the fields getting stronger and stronger, but I'm noticing more cell towers going up and more electrical poles going up. And so it's really important, well, first of all, not to hold your cell phone in your hand or stick it in your bra or, you know, put it on your belly when you're pregnant in particular. I discovered this neat little trick on my iPhone. When you turn off the cellular data, the field from the phone, so I have three different meters, I measure all kinds of stuff, the field drops dramatically. So you can still make a call and still receive and send texts. You just can't talk to Siri or surf the internet or get iMessages on your iPhone. But I'm telling you, it's a game changer. So I just keep my cellular data off, because otherwise my meter goes wild. And I realize, you know, that's really impacting my body. It impacts sleep. It can impact your hormone regulation. And I grew up in an era that didn't have any of this, so I know what it feels like. I know the difference. And it can be very disruptive to the nervous system. So what I do in my home, and I recommend to my clients, is aside from turning this cellular data off, don't sleep with your cell phone next to you. Don't use it as an alarm clock. If you want to put it in the bathroom, let's say, you can still hear the alarm, but don't keep it within, say, 12 feet of you. And I like to shut the circuit breaker off to the bedroom, because in addition to the EMS coming from the phone, there's something called dirty electricity in the walls. Mm-hmm. So, you know, even if the light is turned off, but it's plugged in, it's creating a field. And that can be disruptive. So many of my clients can't sleep. And that's like one of the best things to do, is to shut your circuit breaker off at night to the bedroom. So that calms everything down. And I found that, you know, that's a big one.
Awesome.
So
what are your thoughts on if someone puts their phone in airplane mode when they go to bed? Does that turn off that signal the way you're?
Yeah.
Okay.
It does.
And they can still have their alarm and have it there on the nightstand.
Exactly.
Okay.
That's awesome. The other thing that I recommend is to is to turn the Wi-Fi router off.
Mm-hmm.
So it gives off a very big feel. And my house is wired with Ethernet. And
lucky you. That's awesome.
Yeah. It's not that hard, really. But you just need the right modem that you can connect to. And it's really not that hard. You just have to figure out where to put the wires. You know, you can run them all on the floor or up if you have an attic. So there's ways to do it. But so at least turn it off at night while you sleep, or set it on a timer. Sometimes people will go to bed before their spouse, let's say, and they want to keep using it. But so at least by midnight, you want that router off, you know, give you a good solid few hours of sleep. So I wouldn't also stand too close to your microwave oven. I have a meter.
Yeah.
A feel that goes at least 4 feet out. And
4 feet. Anywhere. Okay.
Yeah. I've gone to a family's home and they had a galley kitchen, and she made popcorn for the kids in the microwave. And, you know, the kids would be like, their faces would be almost on top of the microwave. Mm-hmm. And I tried to explain that when the microwave works by stimulating, it vibrates the water molecules in the food. And we're mostly water. So what's it doing to our brains? You know? So, yeah.
I love those meters. I know a lot of people don't have them, but I've done that myself. And it really opens your eyes. It'll make you stay away from the microwave when you see how that thing goes off the charts right there. Even the dishwasher, though, it does it for all of your appliances. I know the microwave is more intense, but it's astonishing. In the home we live in, all of these things we're just being bombarded with. So that's where it comes in handy to give our bodies a break while we're sleeping, like you're saying. I think that's a phenomenal.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And you know what I discovered? I always knew that we healed while we slept. But what I really came to understand is that when we're awake, we have mechanisms to kind of protect us from all this stuff. You know, like the radiation, you kind of deal with it, right? But when you're asleep, you're really vulnerable. Your body goes into a state of total relaxation. And so you're really open. And that's when you're exposed to those fields while you're sleeping, that's not letting your body heal because it's still trying to deal with it, you know? So that's why I think it's really important to really get away from those fields while you're sleeping. It's the most important time.
I love that tip. And you know, for everyone who thinks that it sounds, you know, like a big to-do, I promise when you make these things just part of your habit, it'll be no different than brushing your teeth before bed. You know, you just flip the switch. It's so much easier than we realize. It makes such a big difference.
Yeah.
So a super exciting topic that I know you're very knowledgeable in is stem cells. How can we boost our stem cells naturally? And also, again, how is this so important for our reproductive health?
Right. So when your baby's born, they're just loaded with all these stem cells, and children have a ton of them because they fall down, they hurt themselves, they heal really quickly, and they've got tons of energy. But as you age, it starts slowing down, and it's because the stem cells are reducing. And so I'm sure everyone on this call is, you know, under 40 or maybe hovering around 40 to get pregnant, but, you know, by the time you're 40-ish, they're really kind of diminished. And also stem cells are reduced when you're under stress or ill. So there's some really good ways to boost them. And some of them are just getting out in the sun in the morning, a 10 or 20 minute sun, just without sunglasses. I mean, that's a thing that's important.
I love that you said that. Our society has just, we've gotten jumped on the sunglasses bandwagon. And I hate giving my toddler sunglasses, you know, they think they're so cute at the stores, but we need that light in our eyes. The sun is so demonized, you know, everyone just acts like it's not good for us, but we need more of that sun. Can you talk about that a little bit and like why that's important that our eyes are absorbing that?
Yeah, because we're making, it stimulates the melatonin in our bodies for the evening so that we can, when we can sleep well. If you don't have enough melatonin, you're not sleeping. And instead of taking a melatonin supplement, just get some sunlight in your eyes. For me, it starts the day right. If I'm out in the early morning, it's energizing. It's there's something about the sun. I mean, people worship the sun, you know, other cultures. There's a reason for it. It's really healing. And I like to get, I don't wear sunscreen anymore.
Mm-hmm.
I have a recipe in my book for natural sunscreen, which is ascorbic acid and water in a spray. And it doesn't block the sun. There's no chemicals in it. But if you burn easily, but I find that I'm not burning and, you know, not laying out in it forever. But
right.
Yeah, it's important to, and I used to walk in the morning listening to my iPhone with the headset and all this other stuff. And so I don't do that anymore. Now I like to listen to the sound of nature. So I listen to the birds and I listen to the wind. It's very nourishing in that way. So
I love it.
Yeah. So what else can I tell you? So I discovered these, it's a stem cell regeneration technology called LifeWave, and there are patches actually that are incredible. They stimulate a peptide inside of us. It's a copper peptide called GHKCU, and that in turn will stimulate your body's stem cells. So I've been using them for about 2 years now, and it's just a game changer. It's helped my circulation, it's helped my skin, it's helped my sleep. And I've had close friends, you know, one friend with MS who couldn't feel the bottoms of her feet, she now has feeling back. Another friend with Parkinson's, she's walking with walking sticks and a cane in the house, and she's jumping up and down, she told me now. That's just kind of amazing.
Wow.
So
yeah,
it's really kind of age reversal, and it's good for the brain. And I know that some moms are using it for their children who have learning disabilities and autism. It's helping with that. It's helping with dementia. It's helping.
Yeah. I was just about to ask you if you thought that could prevent even. I don't know if you're, you know, able to say that with any 100% certainty, but it sounds to me like that could possibly prevent even birth defects if you had those stem cells prior, going into pregnancy, before conception.
Right. That's a very interesting thought. I don't know. They haven't done studies on it. So there are many, many studies shown by it, and therefore the stem cells are increased, and they don't make medical claims, but
right.
I've just seen things with my own eyes, and there are over 3,000 testimonials. But I mean, hard to prove something that's preventive, that, oh, I wore stem cell patches and now my child is healthy. I don't, you know, it's hard to make that connection.
I know, but
on the
flip side, I struggle with, they also try to not blame the food additives and the water and the chemicals. And it's just like, well, common sense tells you that all of the birth defects are increasing. At the same time, you're adding all of this to our food. You know, on the flip side, it's like, I get what you're saying. They can't prove it, but it just seems like the connection's got to be there. Don't you think?
Yeah, that's a really good point. And, you know, my daughter's 24 now, and so I was very careful in raising her in terms of the food she ate and all that. She's super healthy. I didn't give her any vaccines. I was one of those moms.
I'm with you.
Lives in California, so we got an exemption. I don't know. I think it's changed now. But she's the healthiest kid, and robust, and just never sick. So I know that. I did get fancy better raw milk and just all that stuff. So
mm-hmm.
Yeah, but nowadays it's a little harder, you know, dealing mm-hmm. with governmental control and again with how they're changing the food. Now they want us to eat bugs. I don't think that's a good idea. So, yeah.
I know.
And then those Impossible Burgers, for example, those the plant-based, they have so many chemicals mm-hmm. in them. So
again, you've got to be a detective in the grocery store.
Yeah.
A lot of that stuff is marketed, and it fools you upon first glance to think that this is a healthier option. But I think I'd choose regular meat. I don't eat a lot of meat.
Absolutely.
I think I'd choose regular meat over that. Yeah.
Right. But you do want to choose meat that's been 100% grass-fed if you can find it.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Because I discovered something at Whole Foods not too long ago. I saw, I'm going to get that. It's grass-fed beef. And then I asked the butcher, I said, so tell me, what does that mean exactly, grass-fed beef? And he said, I said, is it 100%? He said, no, it's not. We don't know the percentage. So then I actually spoke to a rancher up in Oregon, and he said, by law, the government or the FDA says it's okay to put a label that says grass-fed if the calves were eating grass. But beyond that, that's it.
It's like the conflict. Yeah. It's just like the conflict between pasture raised and cage free and the AIDS situation.
It's so confusing, right? Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that's the thing. He said it has to say 100% grass, but otherwise you can get that maybe the cows ate a little, you know, the calves ate a little grass and then they were fed corn and soy. And then, and you know, the corn and soy, 90% of it here in America is GMO.
Yeah.
So. Yeah.
And that's changing our DNA that we're passing on to our babies.
That's right.
Yeah. Wow, this is so much great information, Beth. So you mentioned, I believe you have 10 things that you believe every woman should do pre-pregnancy. Did you want to share those today?
Sure. My number one is allow time for joy, play, and creativity. Number two, get 10 to 20 minutes of sun every day. It's the best source of vitamin D. Number three, stop using sunscreen. You know, if you do need it, you can make a natural one, or like walk outside barefoot if you can. Just getting in touch with the ground can reduce anxiety and support your immune system. Five is drink more pure water. It hydrates your body and it naturally detoxifies you, and it can help balance your appetite too. So I try to drink more water early on, like when I first wake up. It's really good to kind of flush your kidneys. I was making the mistake of drinking water because then I realized, oh, I haven't drank a lot today. So then I started guzzling it. But that was a big mistake. So you don't want to do that. Six is limit your exposure to environmental toxins. So blue light. So that we didn't really talk about blue light, but blue light from the artificial lighting and from your TV and computer. So I wear these blue blocker glasses. So to limit your exposure to blue light, and again, you know, we talked about the EMFs from our electronic devices. A big thing for me is going to bed by 10:30. It was a game changer. I sent my daughter to a Waldorf school, and I discovered it there through the Waldorf philosophy about going to bed before midnight, and definitely even before 11, because our melatonin peaks at around 11 o'clock, so you want to be in bed by then. That's the time that you want to be. If you can be asleep before 11, you'll get the benefit of having the high levels of melatonin to get you into a deep sleep. And I try to turn off a Wi-Fi bright lights, you know, an hour before. And eight is avoid drugstore brand body and hygiene products. They contain a lot of ingredients that can cause cancer and irritation, hormone disruption. And exercise, it's really key, even if it's just a 30-minute walk daily, but to do something. I have a rebounder that I love. And again, just, you know, even if it's just a couple of minutes every couple hours, I'll do that. I mean, ideally, I like to be on it for 20 minutes or so, but sometimes I don't have the time, so I'll break it up, even just to get that moving. And then 10 is learn how to boost your own stem cells. So those are my tips. I have a PDF that I'll send to you and that you can give to people.
Awesome. That's so complex and everything. I completely agree with every one of those steps. That's amazing. If women can follow that. You know, the bedtime, it starts from the time we wake up. You know, from the moment we wake up, the things we're doing all day, getting in the sun to build that melatonin up reserves. I mean, it literally, our healthy bedtime routine truly starts when we wake up. Wouldn't you agree?
Yeah, that's a really good way of putting it.
Yeah, yeah.
You're absolutely right.
That's awesome.
Those influence. Yeah. So great.
Thank you so much for joining me today. And you are sharing also an ebook on how to activate your stem cells for healing and vitality in 100% natural ways. Is that right?
Yep, that's right.
Okay, so we'll have that and this PDF up to share with everyone. They can grab it and learn more about what Beth has to offer. Thank you so much, Beth.
Great, thanks. Great to be with you all.